Miss, how old are you, buddy? 14? I said, is that your mother beside you? This is getting awkward, isn't it? Well, your mother's very cool. Your mother's very cool for bringing you. Remember that. Remember when you get old and jaded, she was cool and she brought you a comedy show. I have trouble getting along with my father. He's such a man's man, you know. He lives his life by all these rules that I can't possibly live by. He believes you should always fight fire with fire, which is a horrible way to live your life, because he was a firefighter, so. So he was fired. Whoops, that was stupid. Let's get a little stupider, though. There's a creepy old man fishing in the park, and the only problem is he tied a candy bar to the end of his line. He's trying to catch a kid. For those listening in the CD, I mimed like I was catching the 14-year-old I was just talking to. Mom isn't happy. Just guessing, not even looking. All right. Oh. You know, people complain about the way I act on stage. They think I repeat jokes, and they don't get that the way I act on stage is just that, it's an act. You know, they think on stage I act too arrogant, too self-obsessed, solipsistic, self-contained, synonyms. And they want me to be more a comic of the people, relate to the beautiful people in this room with the overarching glue of comedy. So let's do a little bit of relatable comedy for you guys. I'm like you guys, you know, once a week I like to slip into a deep existential depression where I lose all my sense of oneness and self-worth. And what I like to do in order to assure myself that I am unique and I'm not just one of many small, white, indistinguishable, perfectly cylindric checker pieces in Jesus and Satan's backgammon game is I will try to say a group of words in a certain order that I think no one has said them before, so that when I'm saying it, it's like, look at me, participating in this new moment that no one's ever participated in, and I feel like I'm receding out of the abyss. So I'll say something random that no one's ever said, like peanut butter tribism, or I'm your father and I loved your comedy show. Or at first I was uncomfortable leaving him alone with my child, but then I saw his mustache. Phew. Or did you see this Amish website? Or yo, baby, my life's about three things, baby. Three simple things. Getting money, getting pussy, and the Dewey Decimal System. Or hey, can you hold my fanny pack? I'm gonna go fuck a woman. Because you don't hear them. I'm giving you attention, girl that's wooing. Are you happy now? You love me? That's very nice. You love the idea of me. You don't know me, but that's okay. It's called a parasocial relationship. It goes one way and is ultimately destructive. But please, keep buying all my shit forever. That's how it works. Capitalism, I'm trapped. It's terrible. I'm a horrible person. All right.